my face and gave me grace so I can say your love
incredible
and it's awesome. Jesus, your love
incredible
and it's
glorious.
And it's Jesus, your grace
is wonderful.
You've been so good
to us.
Jesus, your love
incredible
and it's
glorious.
And it's Jesus, your love
incredible
and it's awesome. Jesus, your love
incredible
and it's
glorious.
And it's Jesus, your grace
is wonderful.
You've been so good
to us.
Jesus, your love
incredible
and it's
glorious.
And it's
everybody say
you're the one that I long for.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to say the abundant life is a supernatural life. There's no way to get around us not having the ability to live supernaturally. And when we talk about living supernaturally, we're talking about living above the natural, not being controlled and dominated by the natural world that we live in. Amen. How many know there's a natural and there's a supernatural? Amen. There's a seen and there's an unseen. There are many phrases in the Bible that talks about in the spirit. Amen. And that means more than one thing. In the spirit means in the unseen realm, in a realm that natural eyes can't see. But it also means in the spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, means that we live our lives according to the promptings, the urgings, the leadings, the guidings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so the abundant life is a supernatural life. And I'm going to tell you, it's made available to us because of what Jesus did for us. Amen. Go to Matthew chapter 3. Now, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is really the doorway into a supernatural lifestyle. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is about more than just being able to speak in tongues. Thank God that we can talk to him in a heavenly language. But it's more than that. Amen. And for a long time, even after I had been filled with the Spirit and was speaking in tongues, you know, my heart had received by faith, but my head hadn't caught up with my heart. You know, you know some things in your spirit and know that to be real and true and righteous and of God, but not have the natural understanding that lines up with what you know in your heart. So for a long time, I was speaking in other tongues, but I still had a little doubt in my mind. Is this really the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I know I'm speaking in tongues, but am I really filled with the Holy Ghost or baptized in the Holy Ghost? Is this really it? So I just didn't have the scriptural foundation, what I'm saying. I didn't have all the scriptures that to me validated the experience that I received. In other words, I knew the experience was real because when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, don't nobody have to tell you heaven done hit you. Heaven done come down on you. You understand? When you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, you know you've had an experience with God, and then the fruit begins to show up in your life. You begin to manifest heaven's glory by how you live your life and how you're delivered from sin and how you start taking authority over the devil. But you still might not have all the scriptures in your, you know, where you can line it up and tell somebody else that it's for today. Because there's a lot of voices out there that say the baptism in the Holy Ghost ain't for today. Well, I got news for you. Jesus never removed that gift from the church. Show me a scripture where he ever removed a gift. Gifts and calling of God out without repentance. That includes the gift of the Holy Ghost. He never took back the gift of salvation, eternal life. That gift is still in force today to anybody that'll receive. And he never has removed the gift of the Holy Spirit from the church. Amen. Now, there's four witnesses. There's four witnesses in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they all say the same thing. Very seldom will you find the same story in all four books. But when it came to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit made sure that it was witnessed and testified by every writer. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John testified about the baptism in the Holy Ghost. We're not going to take time to read all of them, all of their accounts, but we will read from two of them. And I'm going to read from Matthew, and then we're going to go over to John. All right, now listen at this. Look at verse number 11. I indeed baptize you with water. This is John the Baptist. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. Now, John said the way that you're going to know the Messiah, the way you're going to recognize the Christ, the Lamb of God, is that he is the one who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. Now, that's what John the Baptist said. But notice here he says, I'm not worthy to carry his shoes. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So John said, this is how you're going to know him. Amen. Now, let's go to the book of John. And let's get the witness from John over there. Look at chapter number 1. Look at verse number 19. It says, and this is the record of John. This is John's record. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? And he confessed and denied not, but confess, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elias? And he said, I am not. Are you that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they to him, who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is whose coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latcheth I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, this is the witness that John received from the Father. John said, the one that sent me to baptize with water said to me. Well, who sent John to baptize with water? It was God. God told John, the one that you see the Spirit of God descending on and remaining on, that is the one who baptizes with the Holy Ghost. That's him. John saw the Spirit of God coming on Jesus in the form of a dove. And Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. And when he came up out of the water, God spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus had just received the Spirit of the Lord to enable him to do his work and to finish the work of redemption through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Father said, I'm well pleased with him. And so when you receive the Holy Ghost, the Father is well pleased with you. When you receive the baptism, the Father is well pleased with you. Glory to God. Now, the Holy Spirit had to help me to help my mind catch up with my heart. Because when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, there were a lot of voices out there saying it ain't for today. It's of the devil. And I didn't have enough scriptures that I could take somebody and say, hey, this is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and it's real. I said, now I had an experience with God. I know it's real. You can't take that from me. But I really can't go to the Word with you. But I can go to the Word with you now. Because I've been taught by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the one that leads and guides into all truth. I can take you to the Word now. So I said, you know what? I started looking at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I started looking for somebody who got baptized in the Holy Ghost. John said, the Messiah, the one that's mightier than me, greater than me, you're going to know him because he's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. So I started searching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, looking for somebody. I started looking for somebody that Jesus baptized in the Holy Ghost, because John said he's the one that baptizes in the Holy Ghost, and I couldn't find nobody baptized in the Holy Ghost. I couldn't find nobody. I found people healed. I found people delivered. I found people had devils cast out of them. I found people that got raised from the dead. I found people that had that were in Jesus' company when he multiplied bread and fish. I saw all kind of miracles that Jesus did in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But I couldn't find nobody. I couldn't find nobody baptized in the Holy Ghost. I said, well, John must be wrong. Still can't find nobody in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John that's been baptized in the Holy Ghost. So is John in error? No, he ain't in error. No, absolutely not. In Luke chapter 24, after Jesus was raised from the dead, he told his disciples, he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria.